At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Earlier this year in June, Indian cricketer Yuvraj Singh called it a day, ending his 19-year-long international cricket career. Best remembered for his 6 sixes in an over at the inaugural World T20 and for his superlative effort during the 2011 ODI World Cup, Yuvraj is now using his time off to play different cricket leagues around the world. After participating in the 2019 Global T20 League in Canada, Yuvraj is now part of the Maratha Arabians, a team in the Abu Dhabi T10 League. Here's what Yuvraj had to say about this new phase of his life.
Oh, I'm loving it. Actually, I'm really enjoying my cricket. I really enjoy playing in Canada. And, unfortunately, I couldn't go to CPL because of dates issues and other things. But, playing like 2 or 3 formats a year is actually great for me because I'm retired. I have my retired life. I get to work on things that I don't want to in life after retirement. And then when I miss cricket, I have these 2 or 3 tournaments to play. You know, rather than being on the park for 360 days, playing 60 days or 90 days of cricket in a year and then relaxing. So also I'm at that age where I don't wish to be playing throughout the year. I want to relax more, spend time with family and enjoy my life, because it's been a roller coaster ride for 17 years. So try and be as relaxed as possible.
The former Indian cricketer did not have the best start to his T10 career, getting dismissed for only 6 runs on his debut match. Here's what he had to say about the whole T10 experience.
Well, actually, it went really fast. Like, I just felt that there was no time at all to think whether to block or go for big hits. But I guess that's the nature of T10, and I think I hope we get used to it quickly, because we don't have too many games to qualify and have that kind of a tournament. It's a short tournament, so we have to get used to conditions and get going quickly.
Yuvraj believes that though there is not much difference between T10 and T20 cricket, you must be on your toes all throughout in a T10 game.
See, in T20 also, for me as a number 4 batsman, I try and take 8 to 10 balls to get going. But in T10, you don't have that much, liberty. You have to, if you have 3 or 4 dot balls, you have to get a run or hit a big hit. So I think batsmen go under pressure very quickly. So I think you got to be a little smarter in terms of the bowlers you got to pick to hit.
The southpaw believes that though big hitters hold an upper hand in this format of the game, but still it is the innovators who will thrive in the longer run.
Well, I think obviously, big hitters and players who are innovative in terms of, who use fast bowler space in different directions, because bowler is completely under pressure in this format, so they know that batsman is going to come swinging. So I think it's about those hard hitters and being smart, when to go completely all out or when to hit a boundary or take a single.
Yuvraj was quick to point out that there can't be any fixed formula to succeed in the T10 format, especially keeping in mind the duration of a T10 match.
It depends, player to player. The way the game is evolving, obviously T10 is a very exciting format. But I'm not really sure if you have that much time to, get in there and be set and play those short play an innings. It's definitely an exciting tournament, but I'm not sure that in terms of pacing yourself in a match, 50 over test match, a T20 also, you have time to pace yourself. But with T10, you don't have the time.
Yuvraj was a little skeptical of T10's impact on T20 cricket. But instead, he was more curious about the 100, another new format of cricket, and expected that it can have more impact on T20 in the future.
I don't see, like, how T20 has taken the impact of world cricket. I don't see that happening because eventually you just don't have any time to, you know, do anything, to get set and get going. I think the new format, 100 ball, will be an exciting format because it's not T10, it's not T20, it's about 100 balls. So that I feel could be an exciting format. That could be close, a revolution like T20, but we have to wait and watch.